I'm 2 Tango Mobile.
You get all packed and ready to go? 10-0-GR.
Not for a while. Got another errand I gotta run. Gotta go pick up. Hang on, wait. Turn down this other radio. Gotta go out and pick up some Velcro, the rest of my Velcro to put my whole wires in place. I think I got my radio program this morning. We'll find out when I start using it and make sure it's got the proper things done where it's supposed to be. So I guess I'll see what happens, you know.
A neat way of doing things. And that's is that a Yaesu radio you got in there?
ST-8800.
Get that now. I got the 7800s.
Yep, I got mine after that one. Mine was what came out next after that, so. Anyway, well, I'm going to go get me a bite of lunch and then go get a, go pick up some Velcro strips, the other part of my Velcro strips, so I can put them on the back of the car where I want to hold those wires in place. And then I'm going to go by the church and take a picture of where they put the wreath on my father-in-law's grave Saturday for the Warriors of Wreaths Across America, so they did that on Saturday. And one was put on his grave, so I want to take a picture of it so I can give it to his daughter when I'm down in Florida, because my sister-in-law lives down there.
Well, I seen another one of their woke things this morning on Yahoo News here on the computer a minute ago. They're removing a Confederate statue from Arlington now. Now, this was put up many years after the Confederate War to show unity among the North and the South. But they're still moving it out, even though 43 congressmen opposed it. Go figure. Trying to destroy more of our history, I guess.
Wonderful, congressmen and senators and all up there doing their thing, thinking they need to be, be properly, what is the word, I think, I can't think of the word today, but, you know, they have to have everything just right.
Heck, now it's Fort Liberty. That one was more justified than this one, though, that they're doing. I mean, he was a Confederate general, but I don't understand that either. They spent, I think, $6 or $8 million just to change the name. Why didn't they give that to needy people or something, you know? I don't get it. Anyways, get off of that subject. Well, the grass is green and the sun's shining and it's 61 degrees out there, but the wind's going to pick up dramatically after a while, I think I heard them say. So I'm going to head out and check on the birds here, but I heard you, so I decided to holler at you first.
The wind has already picked up over here. I'm driving down the side of the road, and there are these flags standing along the side of the road where this place is selling houses. And I mean these things, they're those tall ones, skinny things, but they're straight out. And I've gone to a couple of places that have regular flag poles up, and the flags there are standing straight out. And when I was out one of my errands this morning, and I stopped for gas and everything, and up there at Sam's Club, I like froze when I come out of that store because the wind was blasting across that parking lot in the shade. Man, it was miserable.
What we can get for gas, I think it was $2.65. At Wally World there in Taylor's, it's usually the best place. Well, our flag is not stretched out right now, and the mail lady just come, but the rose bushes are blowing. It says it's starting to come from the northwest up to 11 miles an hour, but during the night, about 3:30 this morning when I got up for a minute, that flag was straight out, Rusty. I mean, it was blowing, and anytime it does that, the infrared light out there, motion detector, picks it up, and all of that back 40 all lit up.
My car dealership where I bought my car from, and their fence out there, they've got these 2x3 American flags posted out there. And just about every one of them was standing straight out as I went by. So, you know, it's about 8 or 10 flags along there. And right now it's eased off a little bit, but they're still standing out pretty good. So it's getting windy out there. My temperature shows it's dropped 58 here, where it was up to 62 earlier. So, you know, I guess we're supposed to have a cold night tonight. I don't know.
Correct. In the 20s. Well, I kind of discovered what caused that poor propagation last week. There was a mass coronal ejection there, coronal mass ejection, and a big one. But I really didn't see a lot on last night. So I just went up and started working the 12 days of Christmas just for the fun of it. They're running that now. And I worked Montana the other night, and I think I might have got North Dakota, I'm not sure. I see them and I just work them. If nothing else is on, you might as well.
I got on and worked some FT8 last night. I worked about 20 stations just in a short period of time. I was doing something else on a computer. And so I let the other's computer, the one that controls the radio, in there and let it run. And, you know, I know it was made, but I worked about 20 stations, and I worked 16 different states in those 20 stations. So not a bad deal. I thought it was pretty good. I got doubles of, no, actually I worked 17 different states during that time, so that wasn't a bad deal and all. But, you know, you do what you got to do, because I didn't see much else on that I wanted to work after I got off the net last night.
I mean, the computer worked them automatically. I don't see that, but to each his own. And that's about all I seen on there last night was that stuff, FT8.
Now it gets there and everything, so it does its thing. And if you want it to log your contact, you gotta actually tell it okay to do that, and set it up to retransmit again for the next one you want to try to work. So you can't entirely let the thing do it by itself. It'll make the contact, that's fine, but it won't record it, and it won't reset itself to transmit to work the next one that calls it. So you've got to have some interaction to it. You can't be completely free of it, as they say, you know. Anyway, well, I'm about up here where I'm gonna get the Mexican place over here, and I'm gonna have me some tacos for lunch and some fried beans, and then I'll run across to Lowe's and pick up the other half of the Velcro that I need for my Velcro strips, and so I can put them on and get that, well, those wires all fastened in place before I get on the road. So that's what I'm going to do for the next little while. Anyway, I have arrived. I'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TR, W2T.
Yeah, I heard one guy with a big, I remember seeing a huge antenna set up, and he said his on automatic during the contest. He made like 35,000 contacts in one weekend automatically on FT8. I'd hate to be the one to have to go through and check okay on those. Anyways, see you later. And if I don't hear you again, you have a great time. W2T N0GR 73.